I don't know. I'm not familiar. I know there is something, but I can't.
Have you heard of souse?
Yes, souse. Okay. Yes, that's right.
Have you ever heard it called head cheese?
No, I've read of it, but not. That's not a colloquial thing.
Around here they say souse.
Down here, no.
But they do say souse.
Yeah, souse is something that I know.
Have you heard of a dish that's prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
No.
Okay, how about something made out of hog blood?
No.
Okay. How about the juice of souse or liver sausage and stirred up with cornmeal?
No, I don't know that.
Have you heard of scrapple?
I've heard of it, yes. Never eaten it, but I've heard of it.
Okay. Supposing you keep butter too long outside the refrigerator and it doesn't taste good anymore, how would you describe its condition? The butter is...
spoiled. I don't know. I don't know. Just what?
Would you ever say it's rancid?
Yes, you would. Rancid is right.
Okay. What do you call thick, sour milk that you just keep out?
Clabber.
Okay. And what's the cheese that's made from that?
Cottage cheese.
All right. Do you ever hear it called anything else?
It seems to me that I had some German friends that called it something else, and I can't think what it was. I can't remember, but I know that they did make something that they called out of that. I used to see them.
Would they call it smear cheese?
Yes, smear case, they called it.
Right.
Smear case. See, it was these German neighbors of mine. Smear case, that was what they made, and they hung it in a bag and let it drip.
Neat. Oh, I like it.
Smear case.
Okay, thanks. That's good. What do you do to milk the first thing after milking?
Strain it.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's a dessert that's baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top?
Oh, apple. I don't like it. Oh, I know what it is. Apple. We have it down here in the dining room all the time, and I don't eat it.
How does that work? Do you have a choice of eating in the dining room or eating here?
No, I can. I mean, I have a choice, but I've already paid for eating in the dining room.
Three meals a day?
Three meals a day.
Oh, okay.
But I don't eat breakfast down there. I have a choice. I eat it here.
But, do you have to pay for all the meals?
But you
or
have
none?
To pay for all the meals. Yes.
I see. Mm-hmm. But you usually eat breakfast up here?
Yes, I do.
But that's nice to have a kitchen and
yeah,
a dining room.
Yeah, I have a kitchen.
That's great.
Apple dumplings is one thing.
Okay. How about apple cobbler?
Yes, that's another.
Are they the same thing or not?
Oh, I'm not sure. No, I think a dumpling is made with dough that's pulled up, put the apples in, and then pull it up. And you see, it's a round kind of thing.
It looks like a chicken, a dumpling.
Yes, like and it's up into a bag, sort of.
Oh, that's cute.
The dough is put around and squeezed up at the top so that it would hold together. But a cobbler, I think, would be made in a deep dish, kind of a deep dish pie, that sort of thing.
And how about apple pan dowdy?
That I'm not familiar with. We don't have that here.
Okay. What do you call a sweet liquid that you might pour over pudding or pie?
Syrup.
Okay. How about something that you put on spaghetti?
Sauce.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah, sauce.
Would you ever call it sauce when you put it on pie?
No.
Okay, what would you call it something else? Some people put milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg.
Oh, that's hard sauce.
That's what?
Hard sauce.
And why is it called hard?
Well, it's hard. It's stiff. It's a sugar and butter. And you put it in the refrigerator, you see, and it's stiff, and you put it on these things. It's hard sauce. That's what we call it.
Butter, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's butter. It's mostly butter and sugar.
And it's used to put on top of pie?
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right. Food that you eat between regular meals, you call?
Snack.
Okay.